you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Can you believe it? Cam Newton is one win away from being a Super Bowl champion.
Sure, I can believe it. Cam quarterbacked Gene Chizik to a national championship. The Chiz. Think about it.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Keith Murphy and John Sears with Sound Off. Feeling blessed again. It seems like show after show, we just have some hot topics.
Just winners.
Winners.
We are winners in the state of Iowa.
This is Winnersville. This show is Winnersville.
We're all about winners.
Sound Off Hot Topics tonight. Call 515-282-9010. The Hawkeyes are 7-0 in the Big Ten for the first time since 1970.
Jeez.
46 years since Iowa had a better start to conference play. Iowa also off to its best team start since 1987. And what a difference 10 days makes. The Cyclones win three straight, including a win over the number one team in the nation for the first time in nearly 60 years. ISU is right back in the Big 12 race. 515-282-9010. You can sound off. During this school year, the Hawkeyes have not lost a Big Ten regular season matchup in football, wrestling, or basketball. 22-0. And in football and basketball, no one saw it coming. As fun as the football ride was for Hawk fans, basketball may provide a more realistic dream big shot. It is wide open, and there is no basketball equivalent of Bama in football. Plus, Iowa is really good. One reason, Peter Jock is becoming the player many projected when Jock was one of the nation's most recruited freshmen. Back healthy, Jock is one of several matchup headaches Iowa creates. Meantime, the Cyclones take down the number one team in America and play their way right back into the Big 12 race. That's a good way to quiet the critics and save this season of high expectations. Steve Prohm had enough of the negative feedback. He says he deleted access to his Twitter and Facebook accounts. When I asked him why, Prohm said, in refreshingly honest fashion, he takes the criticism to heart, and when he gets home, he needs to spend time paying attention to his family, not his phone. Many of us need to do a better job with that. Earlier this week, Michael Admeyer did a story on the Iowa State students living in tents around Hilton Coliseum for nearly a week in freezing weather, just to get good seats for Monday's game against Kansas. I was surprised how many ISU alums I know who think this is silly and stupid. And that was before a tent caught fire. Fortunately, no one was hurt. Iowa State needs to do everything it can to make sure students are educated on making Tent City safe. But I see this as good, clean fun. Do we need to overreact like we do on most everything these days? Your average college party puts more kids in danger than living in cold tents does. Props to Iowa State for winning at TCU, despite playing on what appeared to be a court made of marshmallow or Oreo cream filling. ESPN's Jay Williams calls Iowa State's home court the most electrifying atmosphere he's seen in college basketball. Think about the enormity of that compliment. And good news, Zach Johnson did make the Iowa Golf Hall of Fame.
Woo!
John, that vote should have taken all of 3 seconds. All in favor, yay.
Yay. Man, Keith, I think we're seeing why Bo Ryan didn't want Jared Utoff to leave Wisconsin. Remember when Ryan tried to block almost every school Utoff might transfer to? Bo knew the talent Utoff had, and once Jared figured out how good he was, well, we're all witness right now. Utoff is one of the most talented all-around players in Iowa history. 6'9", that can do everything. It's amazing what happens when you have multiple shooters that can knock down the three. That was always the Achilles heel for Hawkeye teams under Fran McCaffrey. Not anymore. This Iowa team is dangerous and will be ranked in the top five on Monday. I think Iowa State showed last week against Oklahoma they are a legit title contender as well. When all five starters are on, they can beat anyone. I think the Cyclones ride the momentum and beat Kansas tomorrow night at Hilton. I'm a big fan of Peyton Manning, so I'm glad he gets one final shot at a Super Bowl. And I do think this will be it for Peyton. His physical skills are limited, and he's 39 years old. Manning won't have to win the Super Bowl all by himself because the Broncos have a hell of a defense. Just ask Tom Brady about that Denver D. Even the best quarterback of all time will struggle when he's being hit every other play. I think Brady will be okay, though. He's got four rings and a supermodel waiting at home.
He was knocked down about 25 times in that game. He's going to have an ice bath for about 2 months.
And I think I saw a stat that during the season, the most he had ever been knocked down in a game was 12.
Wow.
So double that in one game.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
And followed by just a dud of a game, unless you're a Carolina Panthers fan. The Panthers look really good. Have you seen an early line on the Super Bowl?
I haven't, but if I were to guess, I would say Carolina by 5 or 6. They look really good. They look dominant. Denver, unless their defense plays well, their offense not going to do a whole lot, I don't think.
You know right now on Twitter, at Soundoff 13, somebody's already told us what that line is.
Oh, what is
That's
it?
How – I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's there.
Oh, okay.
When we look, it'll be there. It'll be there. By the way, Carson Palmer, how do you come back from the game he played? Man, if that doesn't wreck his confidence forever.
Four interceptions. I think they turned the ball over, what, 6 or 7 times?
Oh, he had 6 turnovers himself, I believe. And by the way, I am not one of those people that gets all upset that Cam Newton looks like he's having this much fun on the football field.
Isn't that what we always tell our kids we want them to do? Play sports to have fun?
I suppose it looks like taunting
and
gloating to some.
Is it because he smiles so much when he scores a touchdown? Like, is that bad to smile when you score?
The guy played chiz to a national championship. Give him some credit.
Let's have some fun.
All right, let's get to some calls here. Dodger Denny is in Fort Dodge. Dodger Denny, what do you think of this Iowa basketball team?
Well, I tell you, they are playing well. They did beat Michigan State twice, and they beat Purdue twice. So you got to give them a little credit.
I think you got to give them more than a little credit.
They haven't
credit.
Lost in the Big Ten.
Yeah, because the 7-0, unlike Indiana's 7-0, Iowa's 7-0 is pretty impressive. That schedule is front-loaded with some good teams, as you just pointed out.
And then I wanted, you know, I was going to talk about the Cyclones, too.
Do it.
And I'm glad they won Saturday, and you were talking about the tent, and I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's fine, and the students, if they want to do that, that's great for the school. I don't care. Let them have a little fun camping out.
I agree with you, Dodger Denny, and I do think, you know, of course, you have to tell the students how to be safe. You have to remind them not to put blankets next to propane space heaters and things like that. But I have been surprised, John, at some people I know who graduated from Iowa State. They think this is dumb. They don't like it.
I don't get that, because Duke does it. I think Michigan State does it. I feel like all the big programs do something like this, camping out. And it's not like it's for every game. I mean, this is not going to be, you know,
right.
Assuming, you know, TCU rolls into town, they're not going to do this for the TCU. It's for the, like, twice, two, maybe three times a year. Usually Iowa, Kansas, and maybe in Oklahoma if there's another number one team.
If they start camping out for TCU, then we do need to worry.
Then we might need to have an intervention, because
Anthony
then there would be a problem.
Is in Des Moines. Anthony, Hawkeye basketball here, heading into what will be a huge game against Maryland. What do you think?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about that, but the thing is there, guys, how long has it been since Carver Hawkeye is filled with all these Hawkeye fans and everything? And the other one is, there, guys, where would you rank Iowa at when the polls comes out tomorrow? And I'll hang up and listen, and we'll see if we'll get in the top five or maybe the number one seed the country. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. By the way, John, I'm seeing this video here. When did Iowa play in a high school gym?
I didn't know they played Des Moines East the other night.
Oh, that's Rutgers. Okay, man. boy, what is Rutgers has brought so much to the Big Ten. Iowa's top five. How high do you think?
I think they're going to be fourth.
You think four? Okay.
Seven of the top 10 teams in the country lost. Now, I don't think they're going to leapfrog Oklahoma because I think Oklahoma could still be number one. At worst, they drop to two. But it's going to depend on if you're going to put Iowa higher than Kansas or not. If you put them higher than Kansas, I think Iowa could be three. But right now, I would probably say I think the Hawkeyes come in at four tomorrow.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Our director, Old Spice, is the judge and jury. ISU men's basketball player Matt Thomas looks like the Royals on E actor who plays Jasper, Tom Austin. That comes from Jacqueline, and Jacqueline's mom loves the show, and Old Spice has already hit the buzzer.
Wait, does Tom Austin, does he have a rat tail?
Or some
is that a rat
of,
tail hanging down the back of his head?
Either that
maybe
or
Matt needs to get a rat tail.
There's a cat on his neck.
Drake basketball player Ori Arigundade looks like Giants star receiver Odell Beckham Jr. Old Spice.
The hair helps.
Yeah.
Up next, the Cyclones play a top five team on Big Monday for the second straight week. Will this one also end with a court storming? Sound off at 515-282-9010. We have a line open. Andy is off this weekend. What's Bugging Andy returns next week, so more of your live calls next. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Jonathan writes, Iowa beat Michigan State before it was cool.
Amen to that. Matthew comments on the students camping outside Hilton Coliseum. Don't they have classes? Not too smart when we've had dangerous wind chills this week. They need a new system for tickets.
By the way, they do go to classes.
They do.
Yeah, they take shifts. They go to their jobs too. Scott says, I just love this Hawkeye team. From Utah to Bear and everyone in between, this is an exciting, talented team to watch. Go Hawks.
Tony writes, football season top 10, Rose Bowl, wrestling number two so far, basketball undefeated in conference and top 10. Hawk fans, these equal the times of our lives.
Justin says, Iowa versus ISU in the Final Four. Slim chance, but this year is the best chance ever. Hopefully both teams are playing the second weekend. And we'll get back to the live calls here. Ryan is in Des Moines. Ryan, what do you think about Tent City up at Hilton Coliseum?
Oh, hey, yeah, Keith, it's Brian, but
Brian,
I was there in the tent city when that engineer burned his tent down, and, you know, you guys said it was harmless fun. I heard that guy almost burned his face off. I was wondering if you guys could comment on that.
Well, I don't know that he almost burned his face off. Certainly a tent on fire isn't harmless fun, saying that all precautions should be made. People need to be smart. But accidents can happen anywhere, not just in these tents.
And
you can't keep people in a bubble all the time.
Here's the thing, too. You know, accidents also happen during tailgating, during football season.
Sure.
But that's expected because it's tailgating. This is kind of new where it doesn't really fit a lot of times. Camping in tents in the winter, people don't like to see that, you know, haters and stuff. But tailgating, your grill blows up and that's part of tailgating. That stuff happens.
I think, too, there's I'm sure, an element of insurance risks and liability at play here.
Sure.
So
yeah.
that could cause a little bit of a pause on how Iowa State addresses this. But yes, everything needs to be done to make it as safe as possible. But I don't think we need to immediately overreact and say, let's do away with it.
I can tell you one thing. Keep the propane tanks and space heaters out of the tents and you'll be okay.
Good rule of thumb. Alec in Ankeny, what do you think of the Super Bowl matchup between the Broncos and the Panthers?
I just want to know, do you guys think the old sheriff, Peyton Manning, can overcome Cam Newton with the Panthers, and will Von Miller step up with that defense?
Von Miller was fantastic today. I was impressed that Tom Brady hung in there and still put the Patriots in a chance to tie that game and go to overtime. Peyton missed some throws today, but he managed the game well. He had a couple of touchdowns. He overall played pretty well, and he was smart about it. When you have that defense, just don't make big mistakes.
Yeah, and
like Carson Palmer.
And
did.
Denver is going to have to just keep ball control. Keep that ball away from Cam Newton and that offense, because once Cam gets going and he starts dabbing all over the field, then it's going to turn into, you know, a Panther route. But I don't think it's going to be like Broncos Seahawks from a few years ago when it was, what, 700-8, whatever the final score was.
I think it was only 650-8.
Okay, I think it'll be closer than that, but the Panthers, I think, are the favorites going in. I'd love to see Peyton win, though.
All right, more live calls coming up. Nick Wilder, a call screening tonight. Brady Manning, great rivalry, but where does it rank? Individual rivalries. Who's in your five is next, plus more live takes from you at 515-282-9010. A lot of passion about these tents and Ames. Like us on Facebook, if you like. Sound Off Nation, Matt writes, oh, what surprised me the most is they're winning the games they have had chances in the past to win and didn't. At least an Elite Eight team, if they keep this type of play. Utah Big Ten Player of the Year. Jock Most Improved. Go Hawks.
Keith writes, not you.
Not me.
The dedication to Iowa State is great, but I don't know how thinking a space heater in a tent is a good idea. Just load up on sleeping bags, thermal underwear, and if you don't mind a little chill, you should be fine. There is a way to be smart about this if you are really going to camp out.
Boy, I've been out of town for a couple days. People are fired up about this. Hawkeye fan Matt writes, almost everything has surprised me. Our improved shooting, three-point shooting, and the number of players who can drain the three, bench play, margin of victory, lack of turnovers, and overall team chemistry. Who's in your five? Who's in your five individual sports rivalries? This is my lifetime, so no Nicholas Palmer, Wilt Russell, Williams DiMaggio. Number five, Mickelson Tiger. Tiger got the best of this, but a couple of fun duels to watch.
Yeah.
This is from my childhood, but McEnroe and Borg.
I don't remember that one as much as you would.
Had people watching tennis.
When they wear headbands like that, I like it.
Brady and Manning I have at number three, although they don't really play against each other. They're both quarterbacks, so yes, their teams go against each other.
Fun
but that
fact,
makes
they're really good friends, too.
Yes, they support each other. Number two, I had this at number one a week ago. I got Ollie Frazier, three epic fights where they nearly died in the ring. And John, after you convinced me on the Murph and Andy show, it got me to thinking, both in college and the NBA, Bird Magic. Because so many more matchups than Ollie Frazier, I moved this to number one.
They helped change the NBA, Bird and Magic.
They sure did. Truck driver Brad is in Carlisle with a thought on Tent City. Truck driver Brad, what do you think?
How's it going, guys?
Good. What's going on?
How's the truck?
Oh, it's going great.
All right.
I was just calling. I try to put my input on this whole Tent City, burning the tent down, and, the only way I can think about why someone put a space heater in there is because they're probably naked doing some fornication, you know, and then you got to go above and beyond that. How much diseases are being spread inside these tents?
Well,
we have not had a chance to report on that yet.
We have not been able to research the activity inside the tents to the degree that which you are speculating. I think it's fair to say that there might be many reasons you would want extra warmth. And the reason you pointed out might be one of the times that you don't need extra heat.
And the cold may do a little hindrance on some fornication, wouldn't it?
John, I just recommend you mute your own mic at this point. Lucas is in Mount Air. Lucas, anything from here, please.
Hey, I was just wondering what your guys' thoughts were on David Johnson from UNI and the NFL.
Man, great year.
If he would have maybe gotten off to or got to play a little more in the beginning of the season, we could have been talking about Rookie of the Year. But certainly, he was about the only offense the Cardinals had today. Had a great season. He's going to be the starter next year, and I look for big things out of him. Great year for David Johnson.
Who you got, Niang or Utah? Ooh. Face off and 60-second sound off coming up next featuring Cheezer. You can always email the show, soundoff@whotv.com. How good is Iowa right now? So good, fans are starting to appreciate Adam Woodbury. Oh, and let this sink in for a moment. Iowa football, men's basketball, and wrestling have not lost a regular season Big Ten Conference contest yet. Combined, Shane in Marshalltown. Shane from Marshalltown.
Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. ESPN did a pick one between George Niang and Jared Utoff.
This is tough.
This is a win-win.
It is.
Way. Both are All-Americans, and numbers are very similar. For argument's sake, I'll take Utoff because of the surprise that Iowa has been. His combination of scoring and defense is rarely seen. Without him, I'm not sure Iowa's in the top 30.
I could say the same for ISU without Niang. Niang's wide array of moves makes him one of the most difficult players to defend in college basketball. Some say the most difficult. Niang's a better passer than Utoff, too, although Utoff is a better defender, blocks more shots. Only question is the season. The career is clearly Niang.
Yeah, clearly career Niang. The Cavs fired David Blatt with a 30-11 record. Cleveland is the number one team in the East. Many people can't understand the firing, but I have no problem with it. Right now, even with LeBron, the Cavs have no chance of beating the Warriors or Spurs in the finals. They needed some kind of change. If LeBron would rather have Tyronn Lue, so be it.
No chance. They have a chance. They have LeBron. That gives them a chance. And he's not solo. Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving can play too. If the Cavs fire Blatt to hire Phil Jackson, sure, but Tyronn Lue? You fire him to hire Tyronn Lue? I don't get it.
It's LeBron's guy. Jim Harbaugh and Dabo Swinney are doing anything and everything to impress future recruits. Harbaugh is going on sleepovers and climbing trees. Swinney went sledding with a recruit.
Right.
Where does this recruiting madness end? And can you imagine Kirk Ferentz going to a sleepover party?
Ferentz had a sleepover? No. Ferentz climbing a tree? Maybe. Ferentz in a Hawks desk? Yes, we have video proof. I'm not sure how many recruits committed because of this video, but it shows Ferentz will do what it takes. And maybe he had to climb a tree to get in this nest. You don't know, John.
I think a green screen may have been involved.
You don't know, though.
Don't know. According to CNN, 10% of college graduates think Judge Judy is on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
No, they think she's on the Supreme Court.
Right, right. Judge Judy, she's on the Supreme Court.
No, she's not on the Supreme Court. She has a TV show.
She wears a robe like they do on the Supreme Court. Maybe I was thinking of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Never mind.
Have you seen the new Oreo flavor?
Yes.
Cinnabon?
Yes.
As in Oreos flavored like a cinnamon roll? I'm all in, are you?
Of course I'm in, John. This gives me an excuse I've sought for a long time. How can I eat cookies for breakfast? Now I will.
I need some right now.
This is great. Over, under, overrated. Chris Davis, Orioles, $161 million contract.
He's worth that much?
No, he's not. That's why he's overrated. Oh, yeah. Underrated, Alex Gordon. He's a glue guy, right?
Yeah.
Good team player, $72 million.
Good signing for the Royals. Mike Latimer jumping up and down for that.
60-second sound off. First option goes to Cheeser. Cheeser, Cyclone basketball. Will there be another Big Monday win?
You were there last Monday, Cheeser.
Cheeser, we need your call.
Hey, Murph, I think we're going to win by 10. Yes, we're going to win by 10, and I can't go, but I'm gonna wish him luck and cinnamon bun Oreo cookies. Hey, Murph, I'd like to show her my cinnamon bun.
I don't even know what that means, Cheeser. You never know what Cheeser will say.
My.
And some of you enjoy that. Megan is in Altoona. Hi, Megan.
It's kind of a good line, actually.
Hi, Megan.
I just wanted to say that Adam Woodbury was awesome today, and he's just gotten to be a lot more fun to watch.
Good. That's a nice thought.
You know he's an 82% free throw shooter this year?
Oh, we only have 10 seconds. I have to ask Tammy in Beaverdale who's going to win the Super Bowl because she always has a prediction. Tammy?
I'm hoping Denver is who I'm hoping for.
Denver it is.
Denver,
Super Bowl
that's
chance.
The call.
Get the money down.
Tammy, make the call. That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Three of our Iowa teams stormed the court this year after beating the number one team in the nation. Crazy.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.